Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in the crown, we said the more truthfully one teaches the message of the gospel, the more he will be hated, both by worldly Christians and the world itself. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When you look at Jesus, his crowds dwindled. He fed 5,000, next time he feeds 4,000. His crowds dwindle instead of increasing. And as I said, mostly religious people persecuted him. By the time Jesus reaches the cross, even his disciples had forsook him and fled. His message was hated. Stephen and the early church preached, and they stopped their ears so as not to hear his negative message, and they stoned him to death. We're told that Demas left Paul because he loved this present world. It doesn't say he left off being religious. Matter of fact, we find in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that Paul prayed for the Christians not to have it laid to their charge, that is, to be chastened by God for their sin because they stood not with him at his first answer or in defense of the faith. In other words, God looks at it as a sin when you just don't say anything. You don't necessarily take the side of evil, but you don't stand for good. God calls it sin. Now, to those men, they suffered greatly on this earth that I've just used as examples from the Bible. But this is the kind that is promised the crown of life. And just like loving his appearing, this is also a lover's crown because it endures all the persecution, even from within by people who name the name of Christ. They just keep on serving God. They stay the course. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not anywhere near it. Matter of fact, I fear if I would have been a millionaire, I might have been at different times in the ministry tempted to quit just because things got hard. I think of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 saying, "The more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." My friend, I don't know what your testing and trial may be today, but that is the idea of the word temptation. I know you can praise God for your temptation. That is, if you truly love God and you want to please Him, because you know that those trials have only come to make you strong. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, we read, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." It's interesting, that word "do" in the Greek, because it not only means you can do, it also means that you can be all things that you need to be, and you can endure all things you need to endure, but it is through Christ. It's not your own thing. You see, today we have a lot of people, they go to churches that have watered down the word, and they say, "Well, do this or do that," and people sit back saying, "You know what, I can do that. Hey, I think I can do this. Oh, yeah, I can do that." And they're thinking of what I can do. Well, that speaks of working in their own strength. Now, my friend, I look at ministry, and I realize I cannot do it. I need my Lord who will help me to stay consistent and to keep on keeping on doing it for Him. So when you do, when you be, when you endure all things, it means you love God. And it also means God loves you. And it shows that He has provided an opportunity for you to glorify Him by allowing this trial or this test in your life that you may endure it in His strength, because the test is too great to endure in your strength. And you realize, I can't do it. I need the Lord. And so you just remain faithful, you remain true, and you continue to serve the Lord. Even the disciples told Jesus, Lord, you offended them today with what you said. They questioned things they thought were negative. Now, I praise God that those disciples got right except for Judas. But you know what? Jesus loved those disciples. He loved them anyhow. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, it says, But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And my friend, that's enduring when the enemy attacks without using carnal means to retaliate on your enemy. And you see, that is a necessary ingredient of this crown. Now notice how real this crown is to others. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, it says, Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, there are people there that died when they could have denied the faith and lived. Do you realize that even in this modern day in which we live, there are people in parts of this world that are given the opportunity to deny the faith of Christ, to turn from it, and when they don't, they're beheaded or killed in various ways and persecuted. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13, it says, And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The ones that endure, by the context of Matthew 24:12, are those that although the world gives itself to iniquity, and as a result, many Christians cool in their life towards standards and holiness and righteousness, this person endures. This Christian stays true. Now understand, enduring trials, staying true to Bible doctrine, even if your family opposes, is well-pleasing and blessing in God's sight. Now, have you noticed there that when a Christian is opposed, he is to love his enemy, to bless them, to pray for them, to do good to them? How many of this world's religions, if their religion runs their country, what they do for somebody who hates their religion is they kill them, or they persecute them unmercifully. But they don't bless them and do good for them. Why? Because their religion lacks the strength that is in Christianity, simply because their religion is not of Almighty God. So my friend, understand that enduring trials, staying true to doctrine, even when you're opposed, is well-pleasing and a blessing in God's sight. Now people may mock, they may persecute, and even cast out your name as evil, and say they are doing it for the cause of Christ. Now what I'm saying is that you stand for what's right, but the days are evil, and you stand and you find that you're the subject of the mocking and the persecuting and the casting out. Even family will do this. I have had that happen in my own life. But you see, the Word of God is more to you. In Luke chapter 14, verse 26, we read, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Now, that's not talking about salvation. That's talking about discipleship. And that means that God is first, above all. And if you put things in the realm of a choice between this and that, then regardless of the priority that you have in second, that priority, if it comes to a choice, is the priority that you hate, in that you choose the one first that you love. And God must be the one that you love. That means you're obedient to His Word. For an example, mate and family says, we want to go to the beach. We want to go to an amusement park. We want to go to a picnic. We want to do this fun. We want to stay home. But the Word of God says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. That very thing will show whether you love God or you love father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters more. And the one that chooses family over God is the one that hates God in the sense that he's put him second. See, the most deceptive thing Satan does is he makes children, family, or friends religious and even moral, but wrong doctrinally. Then your choice for God is more defined. Now, my friend, yours may be trials of physical affliction. Daily stress that is great, yet you endure. You're faithful to His house. You're faithful to witness the gospel of Christ to the unsaved. You tithe to the local Bible preaching church. You stay with the old time preaching and singing instead of the new contemporary sin of worship that has entered so many churches today. And the bottom line is, you are a defender of the faith because Satan's best efforts do not take you from the fundamentals, nor do you compromise those things for the sake of family or friends. And neither do you forsake those things in the church in order to have numbers. In the furnace of adversity, are you still true to the faith and the fundamentals as God would have it? Is yours the crown of life? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.